Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk some Dolphins here. So we know that Tua is going to be gone for at least four games while he's on IR. Can they win with Skylar Thompson? I said this at the beginning of the show today. Look, Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins are not facing something that teams don't face all the time in the NFL. The starting quarterback gets injured for a time, and they have to go to the backup, and they've got to do whatever they've got to do to continue trying to make it to the playoffs and put together a winning season. So can they win with Skylar Thompson? Do you think over the next four games we'll see Tyler Huntley as the starter at some point? Do they need to go get a different quarterback? What's your take on what's going to happen with the Finns?
I'm going to answer it the way that you asked it. Can they win with Skylar Thompson? Yes. Can they win because of Skylar Thompson? Then I would have said no. But these next four games, it's an easy break in the schedule where if you tell me you got to go 2-2, they could go 2-2 and salvage their season, and then Tua comes back. But I'll be curious, because what they've done here is correctly punted the Tua decision for four games. I'll be curious. I know Tua wants to come back, right, from all the reporting, but if the Dolphins will actually put him on the field four games from now, if they're in it, and let's say they go 2-2 and not 0-4 or not 1-3, we know this, and Channing knows it too. When you leave the decision in the hands of the player, 9 times out of 10, if the player gets the okay from the doctor and they go, okay, do you want to play in this game? The player is going to say yes. So I've been up and down in the Tua stuff. When it happens, I said, I don't want to see him play again, but he will return. And then after I was talking to Armando Salguero, he reminded me, hey, his mom wanted him to retire back in 2022. And I'm like, huh, can you tell mom no once again? But after giving it the weekend, I do think we'll see Tua at some point again this season for the Dolphins.
And we've talked about this too, Gil. Beware. Like, we haven't seen enough out of Skylar. We saw him in that playoff game. We've seen some spot playing. But is it on Mike McDaniel to make this work? Like you said,
yes.
Skylar's not going to the Pro Bowl. Is it Mike McDaniel? Or if he doesn't work out, do you have to look to Chris Greer? Because we know this window's small. They just paid Ramsey. They just paid Tyreek. They just paid Waddle. They're going to have to pay Javon Holland, Jalen Phillips. Like, their window might be closing, and they put the team on Skylar Thompson's back. Is that a bigger question for GM Chris Greer, or is it just Mike McDaniel? You have to make this offense run.
This is Mike McDaniel. We saw last year Kevin Stefanski with Joe Flacco get the Browns to the playoffs. We saw Jake Browning, even though the Bengals didn't make the playoffs, look okay because of the coaching of Zach Taylor. I know Kevin O'Connell's team wasn't great last year, but they weren't putrid without Kirk Cousins. And we all know the importance of Kirk Cousins to the Minnesota Vikings and what they were trying to do last year. So this is on Mike McDaniel, where they're going to have to rely on the run game more, which maybe could help out the offensive line, which has been absolutely dreadful. And they're going to need Raheem Mostert and Devon Achane, who have been banged up to start the year, to be healthy. That's the way that they're going to win. And then use the short passing games plays to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and you hope they break them out for big plays with their speed.
Gelb, we've debated this plenty over the last 2 days. Did the Dolphins front office mismanage the quarterback situation?
Absolutely.
In other words, yeah, Skylar Thompson. Is it fair to say that Skylar Thompson being their choice to back up Tua Tagovailoa, a bad decision already, or do we have to wait to see how he performs?
It's a terrible decision because, and this is what I said on this show before, and I know Dolphins fans didn't want to hear it. Yeah, Tua got through last season healthy. But the moment he suffered another concussion, 2022 comes right back, and that's unfortunately what we had to see on Thursday night. And you know what? Maybe they should fire Chris Greer, and maybe they should appoint Channing Crowder as the GM, because I remember a few weeks ago, I was here, And Channing was talking about getting Ryan Tannehill in that quarterback room. And I know Ryan Tannehill may not be a fit for Mike McDaniel, but if you told me, and I don't even love Ryan Tannehill, you had to go into this game coming up on Sunday with Ryan Tannehill or with Skylar Thompson, who would be better? Obviously, you go with Ryan Tannehill.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a slam dunk answer like that. Skylar's been around the team for 3 seasons now, 4 seasons. Like, I mean, there's a reason he's there. There's a reason that, you know, we preach all the time. These quarterbacks, they're thrown into the mix too soon. They don't get a chance to learn the system, learn the coaching staff, learn the players, the offense. But that's why you have Skylar Thompson on the roster for 2-3 seasons, right? So that he's fully capable of stepping in when called upon. I'm not certain we had this argument yesterday. Okay. I'm just not certain that it's actually mismanagement, because to me, it seems like Skylar Thompson was a chosen backup plan for Tua based on seasons worth of indication to the coaching staff in the front office that he's capable of doing it.
But we're going to find out. I don't have any expectation for Skylar Thompson. This team, this roster is still built well enough outside of the backup quarterback position where with the schedule and the way that it breaks right now, they can go 2-2. Can he win one game? Maybe. But do I think we're going to be sitting here after 4 games and saying, wow, I feel great about Skylar Thompson. If Tua has to miss any more time, I'd be shocked. And I think it's likely that you do see Huntley at some point. And I know it's kind of a joke that he is a Pro Bowl quarterback before. I'm not going to go sit there and praise Snoop Huntley, as they do call him. But he is a dual threat quarterback that if you need him in a pinch, can give something to this team. I would rather have – now, I know they're not going to play him right away because he doesn't know the playbook, but I'd rather have Huntley under center than Thompson.
And what you were talking about, we have already said it's early in the season. People are 1-1 and 2-2, and oh, when the damn Ravens are 0-2, I don't think they're just going to get knocked out of the damn playoff race. The AFC East has got interesting now because the Patriots are whooping ass. The Jets, they lost to the Niners, but and now the Dolphins with the Tua situation. We've ranked them before. Now, how do you see the AFC East?
I would say the Bills are 1, and that's clear. The Jets are 2. Dolphins are 3, and still the Patriots are 4. The Patriots are playing gritty, tough football. I've watched every snap of them being a Patriot fan. I would have liked to seen Gerard Mayo go for it in overtime on 4th-and-1 instead of punting the ball back. But that offensive line for New England, they can't pass protect, and they're going to be running the football, and they're going to be playing good defense, and that will keep them in games. But the Patriots still need a lot more talent. But the Patriots go beat the Jets on Thursday night. Like, I don't think that's crazy because the Jets' run defense has been terrible. And if the Patriots stick to their game plan and just run with Ramondre Stevenson and then Gibson, who came over for the Commanders, they'll be in that game. But I don't know if they'll ultimately win it.
We go around the league a little bit. What do you make of the Bryce Young situation in Carolina? Does he need to ask for a trade at this point? Is that – I don't even know if you call it an experiment, because it wasn't an experiment. Like, it was just their number one overall pick. Like, does he need to move on, and do they need to move on from him? I'm not even saying that there's any, great landing spot, but I just wonder if that is fractured beyond repair.
I think if you're Bryce Young, you just wait to do all that stuff at the end of the season. Like, they could go back to him at some point this year, but he will never be viewed as the guy in Carolina again. Here's the thing. I do not like David Tepper. David Tepper is by far and away the worst owner in the NFL since Daniel Snyder is no longer there, and it's not even close. But the thing is here, David Tepper, what he's got crushed for the last few years is for not letting his football people make the football decisions. I do believe this is a Dave Canales decision. But if I'm David Tepper, you brought in Dave Canales to fix Bryce Young with what he's done in Seattle and what he's done in Tampa Bay, and you give up on him after 2 games. I know a lot of people didn't want the Panthers job, and that's why you have to settle on a guy like Canales who wouldn't have been a head coach with any other team in the NFL. But if I'm like David Tepper, who I have no sympathy for, and I think is a terrible, and I mean a terrible owner, he could mess up a one-car funeral procession. I'm like reevaluating, well, why the heck did I hire this guy, Canales, if he's benching Young after 2 games? But I guess the positive is, at least he's finally letting his football people make the football decisions. The Panthers are a bleep show. And here's what I would do. Don't use the number one overall pick, which they will have this year, on a quarterback. Trade that pick. There's no generational quarterback in this draft. and get a King's ransom for that pick. No, he's a solid player. It could win the Heisman. As a pro, he's not a generational
quarterback. You were doing so well today.
But here's go get a big return and then take the quarterback in 2026, because this team has no talent or very little talent.
And Gail, have you given up on Bryce? Because Solana still loves him. I've watched him, and we talk about him. Pure size. And you're seeing the highlights today and yesterday where, like, guys are just slapping his stomach and he's rolling 16 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Could he get – if Bryce Young was to be on the Chiefs or the, you know, a talented offensive team, can Bryce Young be a very good or even good NFL quarterback?
Just for the record, Gelb, I don't love Bryce Young. I'm just not willing to punt on a guy.
You are rewriting your year – season and two games worth of takes on Bryce Young. You love Bryce Young.
I think it's more organization malpractice with Bryce Young than it is Bryce Young being a bad quarterback through a season and two games.
But I think he looks like a kid at Gymboree who lost his parents.
But to Solana's point, it's like, do I think Bryce Young could play in this league? Yes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the concerning part, though, is that
what
line
position?
At quarterback. Come on here. Who are you, Bill Polian? You're trying to make a move positions now? Please. But Bryce Young, to me, we obviously know he's small. But I wonder, and the concerning part is the offensive line in Carolina actually has been good this year through the first two games. And I look at what he's doing, and I wonder how much is he just mentally cooked? And if you're mentally cooked, there's no recovering really in this league, or it's very tough to do. But I'll say this. Like, if I'm Chris Greer, I don't know if the Panthers would do it right now, because the price is going to be so low. But I would kind of kick the tires on Bryce Young as a backup quarterback option. Why not?
Why not? I don't know. Have you watched him over the last 18 games? What have you seen over the last 18 games that says to you, that's the guy I need?
And can I ask you this? What did people think Baker Mayfield and Geno Smith when they were going to Tampa Bay, when they were going to Seattle? No one thought those guys were going to be any good, and they turned
around. Geno Smith, for sure. Baker Mayfield showed you flashes up and down of being who he was in college. Geno Smith was a super surprise, but I would make the Skylar Thompson argument to you like Brock Purdy. I mean, who would have thought Brock Purdy would come in and do what he did? Like, anything can happen.
No, you're not wrong on that. Like, hey, Skylar Thompson. Well, no, I'm not going to go there. I was going to say, hey, he could go 4-0 the next four games. But there's a 0% chance of that happening.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.